This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
The governor of New York yesterday denied that he's running for president several different times. One was at the briefing he gave Don Cuomo at his daily briefing, which lasts for about 4.5 hours in the middle of the afternoon. And Fox News takes every minute of it, by the way. This is Andrew Cuomo, cut 15, go.
How many years would you say you know me? All right, 20 years. Have you ever known a time in the 20 years that I am unwilling to tangle? I'm a tangler.
I tangle.
I understand what the president said.
Galazzo, he's a pimp. I tangle
first,
with
I
him.
Think it was I thank the president because I take his comment as a compliment. The president commented on a poll that said people were pleased with my leadership. And I thank him for that. That was a compliment. As far as the president's comment about having a political contest with me, I am not engaging the president in politics. My only goal is to engage the president in partnership.
Boom, mic drop right there. That's your mic drop. You get off the stage right there. I'm only trying to engage the president in partnership. Boom. And walk out. But he doesn't walk out. He keeps going. He keeps going on and on and on. Because the guy loves the sound of his own voice. He should do a podcast and listen to every single second of it and love it. Andrew Cuomo's theory is this. If I can answer it in 4 seconds, I'll take 4.5 hours. So now instead of just going, I'm not interested in running for president, I'm interested in working with the president, he still has to elaborate and expound upon this. So keep going.
I'm not running for president. I was never running for president. I said from day one I wasn't running for president. I'm not running for president now. I'm not playing politics. I just want partnership to deal with this.
Okay.
And I said to the president quite clearly.
Not done yet.
Look. When you do good things for my state and you're a good partner, I will be the first one to say you're a good partner. And I have.
But if you don't do good things for my state, then we're going to have a conversation. All right? Now, first, it's going to begin with a broken finger or two. Nothing major. But if you don't do good things for my state, people are going to be unhappy, and I'm just saying. That's not going to work out well for you or for me or for anybody else. All right? When you do good things for my state, I say, good for you. But if you don't...
Oh, boy.
Is he done with that, Bill? Is he done with that long
yes.
answer?
Yes, that okay. was the long-winded answer.
Well, then he goes on with the lesser Cuomo, his brother. This exchange is just a mess all over the place. But here he is, cut 18 now. This is, the governor viscerously denying that he's running for president after the lesser prods him, cut 18.
Numbers. And they say you're popular now because of how you're doing this. So he weaponizes it and says, you know what he should do? He should run for president, this guy Cuomo. He'd be better than Biden, this guy Cuomo, but I'd beat him too. Let me ask you something. With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president? Tell the audience.
No. No.
No, you won't answer?
No, I answered. The answer is no.
No, you're not thinking about
it? Sometimes it's one word. I said no.
Have you thought about it?
No.
Are you
Let's stop it here for
it?
A second. This is an amazing window into the psychology of the brothers here. Cuomo never shuts up, right? The governor never shuts up. He goes on with these answers that take 14 minutes to answer. You know, governor, you're running for president? Sit back, relax. I'm going to give you an answer. It's a long answer. You may want to get a sandwich, get a drink, put your feet up. We're going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
Get comfortable. Are you comfortable? I'm about to answer the question. Like, either buildup of the answer takes 11 minutes. But with his brother, it's one word. No. It's one word. No. No. It's like he literally does not want to be there. He wants to be anywhere else but on Chris Cuomo's show. Anywhere else but his brother's show. So the only person who can, ironically enough, get Andrew Cuomo to shut up is his brother, the lesser, because he doesn't want to talk to him.
No.
This is amazing, the psychology of this. All right, go ahead.
Are you open to thinking about it?
No.
Might you think about it at some point?
No.
How can you know what you might think about at some point right now?
Because I know what I might think about and what I won't think about. But you're a great interviewer, by the way.
Appreciate it. Learn from the best. The point is this. What do you think of him trying to play you against
Boom! Right in the kidneys.
Down goes Cuomo. Chris.
He plays with his little brother. Like, it's like he takes him up like a little canary. He's like a cat, right? No. 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 Great interview. You're going to win a Murrow for that or something, whatever they call it.
Edward R. Murrow.
I mean, come on. Come on, right? I mean, Dawn, you hear it every day. I play every day Cuomo with these long answers to his.
Yes.
He gives his brother literally one word, and the answer is no. One word. Hi, Governor. I'm a reporter you've never heard of from a tiny little newspaper in the middle of Akron, Ohio. I just wanted to ask you your thoughts on dirt. Great question.
No.
Let me give you my thoughts on dirt. Sit back, relax. Bring in some people. This is going to be good. I got a lot to say on dirt because I come from a state with a lot of it. And the thing about dirt is, and then, like, you know, 8 minutes later, he gets to the answer. Thank you, Governor, from the unheard of person you've never heard of. And then his brother, his own brother. Are you going to run for president? No, no, no. Next question. No, no,
no,
no, no, no, still no. And then he tops it with a cherry on top. But you're a great interviewer. You almost got me. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Is there more of that, this exchange between these two?
Yes.
That's the best part of it, though.
Yeah.
Is that the best part? All right.
I would go to cut 17. It's a little long, but it's completely worth it.
All right, let's do it. Cut 17. This is now the lesser Cuomo with the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. Take a listen.
Where are you? Can I ask where are you?
I'm in the process of making a point where I am. I'm in my basement.
But where are you physically?
I'm in my basement.
You're in your basement.
That's what I just said. Yeah, that's where I am.
Are you in your basement? I see.
Now, let's pause it here for a second, all right? There's so much to analyze just in that. Let's swim in that for a second, shall we? And number one, how often do you think the gov visits his brother? He doesn't even know what his freaking basement looks like.
That's
number one. Yeah, yeah. Where are you right now? No, I mean, like, where the hell are you? I've never seen this place before. Oh, your basement. And then he starts mocking him. Oh, your basement. Look at you. You're big CNN guy.
Oh, man.
Big CNN guy. They rolled out the big bucks for you. Your basement. Wow. Big 9 p.m. CNN guy studio. Hannity, they built a secure studio. Your basement. Look at you. Right? The jabbing.
Yes.
The mental just, right? I mean, come on. Dawn, you have two boys. I'm not wrong here. You know what I mean?
I know. You guys kid me about my rule when they're playing video games. The number one rule is you can't kill your brother in the video game. And so these two, they needed that rule growing up because it's just the big brother is just busting on the smaller one. And
so Governor Cuomo's rule is I'm going to kill my little brother at every interview.
Yes.
In every interview, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah. So if they were playing video games, he would definitely kill his little brother every single time.
He's killing him now. He's killing his career. Where are you? I don't recognize this. By the way, I've never been to his house, FYI, because I can't stand to go. My gumada has to every time come up with a new reason why we can't go, but it's okay. Where are you? Oh, your basement? Oh, basement, huh? Big primetime guy on CNN. The friggin' basement. What's the matter? The crawl space was booked? Was the garage booked? Was Jimmy Kimmel using the garage? Couldn't get the garage, huh? Wolf Blitzer had the garage. Is that what that is? Start that over, Bill, please, if you would.
Where are you? Can I ask
where
you, where are you?
I'm in the process of making a point where I am. I'm in my basement.
But where are you physically?
I'm in my basement. That's what I just said. Yeah, that's where I am.
Oh, you're in your basement. I see. Well, you spend a lot of time there, right? Christina says she sends you there a lot. So kitchen and basement, that's where you just spend your life. Okay.
Here's what I'm trying to say. I'm in the basement because this is where I had the availability to do this. Right now, I need to be working at home. That's why I'm here. But, Mom, you don't have to play the sound. But last night, I was doing this now. Just stop.
You're not Mom.
Just stop before he brings up Mom, because you know he's, in his mind he's going, Mom, tell him to stop making fun of the fact that I'm in the basement. Where's Hannity and where's Maddow right now doing their shows? In a studio, right?
Yes.
In a studio. Like, in other words, everybody else has to work from home. They're the stars. They're in the studio. Chris Cuomo is in the basement. The lesser Cuomo is in the freaking basement. Because I turned on Hannity briefly. I was switching channels, Hannity, Maddow, same setup. Or if they are in their homes, then MSNBC and Fox News went to town making it look like the studio, right?
Yes.
They got the digital screens and the desk and everything like this. The lesser, it was like they didn't even give him a camera.
No.
They didn't even give him a camera. They're like, Chris, here, do you have a laptop, Chris? Yeah? Okay, well, turn that on. We're going to Skype in. Because you see the stairs in the background, his carpeted stairs in the background. Did you notice that?
Yep.
And then the governor just roasts him over that. So then Chris has to go to Mom. Mom! Mom, he's being mean to me about my basement studio, Mom. All right, go ahead.
So kitchen and basement, that's where you've spent your life. Okay.
Here's what I'm trying to say. I'm in the basement because this is where I had the availability to do this. Right now, I need to be working at home. That's why I'm here. But Mom, you don't have to play the sound. But last night, I was doing what I do for my family, which is make my mother's sauce. She taught me how to make the sauce, which is something that is very coveted. And she said, I can only teach he who will carry it on best. And you will see the B-roll of me cooking. My mother called me and said, and I was listening to her favorite, one of her favorite songs, Andrea Bocelli. And you'll see I had a picture of her behind me, as I always do when I'm cooking in the kitchen. I always have a picture of my mother there to remember our bond and how I care for her, that she taught me how to make the sauce.
Oh my God, she didn't
teach anybody else. And she called me and said, Let's stop it here for a quick second.
I got to just make this point. You know what's going through Cuomo, the governor's mind, right? I'm in the middle of saving the state of New York from coronavirus, and this idiot's talking about Ma's sauce recipe. You know that that's all he's thinking, right?
Yes. Yes.
And he's debating in his mind whether or not to say that because he wants to. Sorry, I didn't have a chance to make sauce because I'm saving, you know, my state. But if you got time to make sauce, go ahead. It's just good for you. You got time to go up to your kitchen when you're not in your basement studio and make my sauce. Good. That's good. I wish I had the time, but I was too busy yesterday helping the president bring in the U.S. naval ship Comfort to the harbor to save, you know.
That's true.
Lives and whatnot, but
such a good point.
But did you chop the onions? Did you chop onions? I was getting ventilators.
Oh my God!
Did you do chop?
Ouch!
Did you remember to dice the garlic?
Oh my!
I was getting respirators.
Oh, you
dice the garlic, Chris? You see why I call him the lesser? Like this is the lesser of everything. But he's doubling down on this freaking sauce thing. All right, go ahead. Keep going here.
She called me and said, is Andrew there? I said, no, Mom. I'm all alone.
Yeah, you're alone. I'm sorry. I'm not home, Mom. This is my message, Chris. My answering machine is like this. Hi, it's Andrew. I'm not home right now. I'm saving the state of New York. That's the message, Chris. So I guess she called you after that then, huh? Was that when you were prepping the carrots for the sauce? Keep going.
And she said, where is he? And I said, he's up in Albany in the house with the big gates and the attack dog. And she said, oh, that's too bad. And I said, it's okay, Mom. I love him and I'll make sauce for him too. And she started to cry. And then I said goodbye.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
You've always been good at manipulation. You've always been good at manipulation. You've always been the meatball of the family. Oh. And look, some of us have to
A manipulating meatball, he just called his brother. Oh my goodness.
You are the lesser meatball of the family.
Oh my gosh.
The ultimate man versus the ultimate meatball.
It's like Archie Bunker and Meathead.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that is amazing stuff. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855. That's really the gems of it, right? I got the gems in there, I believe.
The gems.
I think there's a little bit more at the very end.
We can't miss this. I would be not doing my due diligence if we didn't do it. Go ahead.
That's what happened.
You've always been good at manipulation. You've always been the meatball of the family. And look, some of us have to work, right? I don't have the luxury of working 1 hour a day. God bless you.
Well,
I'm happy
first
for
of all,
you.
It's a full-time
job. Most of us
job.
Work more than 1 hour a day. That's all.
You certainly have been working a lot. And I'll tell you what, be careful. Not just because you look like you've been burning a lot of hours, but you show up in a lot of places. And I know it gives comfort to people. But if you get sick, God forbid, there's only one of you right now. And if you get sick, it's a problem. So I know you like to run around with your ill-fitting jacket, but just remember that. You got to stay healthy. I need your big brother because I love you and you're the center of the family, but you're the center of the state right now also.
Yeah, but I have to do my job and Mama didn't raise an armchair general in me anyway. I'm not going to sit in my basement. I say to the National Guard every time before I go out there, I'll never ask you to go anywhere that I won't go. I'll never ask you to do anything that I won't do. So I need to
stop,
be out.
Stop. Did you just hear that? I won't sit in my basement. I tell the National Guard. Could he do more to humiliate his brother in this interview? Could he do more to humiliate him?
No, I don't. I mean,
it's not possible, right?
Mama Cuomo has got to get in there and just say to the big brother, look, you know,
Mama Cuomo is got to be have it right.
She's not happy with this.
Oh, man.
She can't be happy.
All right. Wow.
That's rough.
Wow.
Even though they're doing it allegedly tongue-in-cheek, it's awkward.
I don't have the luxury of working 1 hour a day. I can't be stuck in my basement. I'm talking to the National Guard, and I'm telling the National Guard. But you go up and make sure when you do your tomatoes now... Don't squeeze them too hard with your hands. I tell you this every time, right? Oh, wow. Is that we covered that? Is that good?
That's it.
Oh,
that's
man. It. Unbelievable. All right. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.